Thanks for joining us for today's encouragement from our Daily Bread. I'm Alisa Morgan, and I titled today's devotional reading, The Frosting of Faith. Hand in hand, my grandson and I skipped across the parking lot to find a special back-to-school outfit. A preschooler now, he was excited about everything, and I was determined to ignite his happiness into joy. I'd just seen a coffee mug with the inscription, Grandmas are moms with lots of frosting. Frosting equals fun, glitter, joy. That's my job description as his grandma, right? That and more. In a second letter to his spiritual son, Timothy, Paul calls out his sincere faith and then credits its lineage both to Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. These women lived out their faith in such a way that Timothy also came to believe in Jesus. Surely, Lois and Eunice loved Timothy and provided for his needs, but clearly, they did more. Paul points to the faith living in them as the source of the faith later living in Timothy. My job as a grandmother includes the frosting moment of a back-to-school outfit, but even more, I'm called to the frosting moments when I share my faith, bowing our heads over chicken nuggets, noticing angelic cloud formations in the sky as God's works of art, chirping along with a song about Jesus on the radio. Let's be wooed by the example of moms and grandmas like Eunice and Lois to let our faith become the frosting in life so that others will want what we have. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. Let's pray. Oh, dear God, help me to invest my influence to create the frosting of faith in the lives of others so that they too might see you, how much you love them, how much you long to be in a relationship with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.